With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden is refusing to give up the idea of peace in the Middle East, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president was asked if it's realistic to pursue a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas with the recent violence and ongoing military action.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Speaking at the start of a cabinet meeting, Mr. Biden said his administration is working to make sure the people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon are able to safely return to their homes. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Hezbollah confirms the death of a military commander.
The Israeli military said it killed the leader of Hezbollah's elite Radwan Forces unit, Ibrahim Aqil, in one of the deadliest strikes in Beirut in years. The strike flattened two apartment buildings in a densely populated neighborhood in Beirut's southern suburbs, and the death toll is mounting as people are still searching for bodies trapped under the rubble. The strike comes a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate after 2 days of explosions that targeted Hezbollah's pagers and walkie-talkie devices across the country. Those attacks and the strike have heightened fears across Lebanon that over 11 months of strikes between Hezbollah and Israel could now scale up into all-out war.
Correspondent Karim Chayeb reporting from Beirut. Also at SRNnews.com, the owner of the shuttered Three Mile Island nuclear power plant says it plans to restart the reactor under a 20-year agreement that calls for tech giant Microsoft to buy the power to supply its data centers. Friday's announcement by Constellation Energy comes 5 years after its then-parent company shut down the plant, saying it was losing money. The Republican-controlled House approved a resolution Friday that would overturn a new Biden administration rule on automotive emissions that Republicans say would force Americans to buy unaffordable electric vehicles they don't want. The rule issued by the EPA in March would impose the most ambitious standards ever in this country. This is SRN News. A warning from a Catholic priest. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Calvin Robinson used to lead a parish in his native England, but he recently moved to the U.S. and brings a dire admonition for this country. Pastor Robinson tells the Christian Post, quote, "Please don't do what we did. Don't just sit back and let the liberals deteriorate the rest of everything that you know and love." He says faith has collapsed in the United Kingdom, and now society itself is collapsing. Less than half the population calls itself Christian, and nearly 40% have no faith at all in the U.K. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on a church. Authorities say a man used construction equipment to damage a sculpture that stood for 25 years outside St. Louis Cathedral Basilica. It wasn't immediately clear whether the sculpture can be saved. Police have arrested a 35-year-old suspect, whom they say also fired a gunshot into an unoccupied car. The Angel of Harmony, which stood 14 feet tall, depicted an angel protecting three children of various races. This is SRN News. A gray cat went on its biggest adventure alone, traveling hundreds of miles. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a lost cat's two-month, 900-mile journey home.
Benny and Suzanne Angiano are pondering a mystery. How did their cat make it nearly 900 miles from Wyoming to Roseville, California? In June, the couple brought their two cats on an RV trip from Salinas, California to Yellowstone National Park. Rainbow, a gray, slightly cross-eyed Siamese mix, was startled by something and ran into the nearby trees.
The tightness of the leash on the collar broke the collar away when he landed.
The couple looked for days before they had to leave.
You just don't leave your kid. I mean, even though he's a cat, he's my baby.
2 months later, they got word from a microchip company that their cat was found on the street and brought into the SPCA in Roseville outside Sacramento. A little the worse for wear. I'm Jennifer King.
Our thanks to Jennifer King for that report. More details, more news and headlines at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.